This is the Old Republic podcast.
Spoiler warning for the Knights of the Old Republic series, Star Wars, the Old Republic, and all other media.
This is where the fun begins.
Let's remind the Jedi what happens when the weak seek to match metal with the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Sir, from the surviving officer's reports, Lord Revan has gone down with the ship.
He's still alive.
I am so happy, Brian. Do you know why?
I don't know why. Why? What's bringing you great joy today, Cassia? It's always a good day to be happy, on a side note. But what's making you happy today?
Today, July 15th, is the 20th anniversary of KOTOR. The game came out 20 years ago today. And honestly, when I think of Star Wars, I think of May. Even though, like, Disney, pretty much all of them, except for one, have come out, like, you know, in December. But I thought we totally missed the anniversary. I'm like, what kind of fans are we, like, that we totally just forgot about it in May? But then I realized July 15th, that is the 20th anniversary of KOTOR.
That's right. Yeah, so that makes us happy for sure. 20th anniversary. Congratulations to KOTOR. On the other hand, it makes me not really sad, but I'm thinking back that 20 years was a long time ago, so that was much younger the first time I was playing Knights of the Old Republic. But yeah, happy 20th anniversary to our favoritest Star Wars game out there for sure. We wanted to come on and chat about it and some memories and, you know, wax poetic about Knights of the Old Republic for a little bit. We talked about doing something like this before, and we're like, oh, we have until, you know, July 15th to sort that out. And then this morning it dawned on you that it was July the 15th very shortly. So getting this put together, and but you know, it's still an exciting time, and excited to be chatting some more KOTOR goodness.
Yeah, so I looked up anniversary medals because that's something that, you know, people do, and apparently this is the platinum anniversary, and I'm sure that KOTOR has sold, like, it's one of the greatest hits of the original Xbox, and I'm sure it was remastered at some point for, like, or not remastered, but, like, re-released for, like, Xbox 360s and all that jazz.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're talking the original, the OG release, July 15th, 2003, straight to your Xbox, the original Xbox, with that massive obnoxious controller that you had to play KOTOR two on.
Yeah.
So if you think playing it on the Switch is bad, or you think trying to play it on your phone is bad, it's not. That is easy breezy compared to playing it on the good old Xbox controller for sure. But I mean, KOTOR was a huge deal to me, Cassia. You know, we've talked a little bit about our KOTOR origin stories, you know, off and on throughout the course of the podcast, but that was the only reason that I bought an Xbox, was just so I could get Knights of the Old Republic, because I'm not a Halo fan. I'm not into those kinds of games, but there was this new Star Wars game on the horizon that was only coming to Xbox, so I had to get one, and that's the only reason I got it.
Oh, wow. That is something. It's funny because I was also, like, a little horrified. I'm like, 20 years ago, I was on a school bus, and my friend told me in the back of the bus, and the funny thing is I can remember where we were stopped in the bus and which friend it was that told me about KOTOR. He's like, oh, there's this really cool video game coming out. Like, he knew, like, I was kind of into all things Star Wars, you know, and he's like, yeah, like, it's so cool, like, there's all these different kinds of armor. You can travel wherever. You can, like, have a lightsaber, different colors, you know, all that. And he's like, it has an interesting spoiler. Like, do you want to hear it? And I was like, I'm probably never going to play it, so just tell me. And that's probably one of the first things that I learned about KOTOR. And it's kind of hilarious, but maybe touching in a way, that here we are 20 years later still talking about KOTOR, because I was kind of, like, in my spare time, I was kind of writing down a list of, like, what inspired me. And it's more than a page long, you know? It was kind of in response to the episode, I believe, 183 that we did with Schrader, when one of his mentors talked about, like, pay attention to the things you like and why you like them. And I put down some things like nice smelling candles and wood, engravings, you know, nature and mythology, Joseph Campbell, lots of other things. But honestly, like, Star Wars inspires me. The prequel trilogy, the original trilogy inspires me. The Last Jedi inspires me. And I honestly put down KOTOR as well. So it's just Star Wars taps into mythology, sci-fi, fairy tales, and KOTOR is like a great branch off of that, you know, Star Wars tree, and it inspires me, and I'm glad that we get to talk about it together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is definitely very inspiring, and certainly, you know, here on the podcast, we've done, what now, I think we just published episode number 184, I think, yesterday. So, you know, to talk about, you know, Knights of the Old Republic for, you know, we don't cover it every week, but, you know, 184 weeks, that's a long time. So clearly, you know, there is something very, you know, very rich, you know, both in kind of the story, but, you know, it's beyond just that. I think for both of us, right? I mean, you know, because obviously, you know, there's Star Wars and there's other, you know, IP and other books and things that we get a lot out of story-wise, but there's something just that is so resonant about the story and the characters and these worlds within Knights of the Old Republic that really kind of inspired us and moved us to, you know, want to talk about it, you know, at length at times, you know, when going through the stories and the characters and all that stuff. So I think that it's really neat that this piece of media, you know, that came out 20 years ago, you know, really inspired us to do all of that stuff, you know, all the way, you know, two decades later. I think that is really neat, and it says a lot about the story that they were able to tell and kind of the feeling that they were able to create within the game.
Yeah, and I mean, remembering the Alex Kane boss fights book, the Knights of the Old Republic, like, all the creators, like, you know, like, from BioWare, Lucasfilm, they were so passionate about that story, about that game. They tried new things, and they still hold it. The game still holds up, like, 20 years later. It'd be cool to get a remake or remaster. Maybe that will happen, you know, 20-plus years later. But they're so proud of it, and they're like, yeah, I probably worked way too hard on that and did all these things, like, put in extra work, but I loved it so much. Like, they're like, I probably wouldn't do that now, but I'm so glad I did that then. And that's kind of, I don't know, like, I think, like, in some ways, like, are we obsessed with Star Wars, you know, like, maybe a little too much? Like, for me, I can say probably I've thought about it too much at points in my life. But what I try to do is, like, talk about things I like and make it interesting, hopefully, for other people, you know? And the reason I talk about it personally is, like, I think it's worth talking about, and, like, it can get people thinking, and, like, hopefully it can help other people as they create their own things, you know? I wish I knew a better word than things, you know? I should have... Should have looked up things synonyms, but I didn't. But
that's right. Yeah, we have to break out the thesaurus for sure when we talk about stuff like this. But yeah, not only that, just in, you know, just kind of in this inspiration piece, you know, to the people that made it, and you know, to ourselves. But It's really neat for me to sit back and think, Cassia, you know, I've been on the podcast now for about 120-ish odd of the episodes. And, you know, just this game that, like I had said, you know, caused me to go out and buy an Xbox, right? I was in Toledo, Ohio, sitting in my apartment playing KOTOR on this Xbox. And now, you know, all these things have happened because of the game and the way that I felt about it, right? Like you and I met, you know, kind of through the podcast and our mutual love and, you know, understanding or trying this to understand Knights of the Old Republic. You know, we've had some amazing guests on. We've had, you know, Christopher Vogler. We've had
Unreal Cinema.
Yeah, we've had Unreal Cinema on. We've had Alex Kane on, who had written that book that you had sent me back when I very first started talking about the podcast, and or when I very first joined onto the podcast, and you sent me a copy of that book with a note that said, you know, hopefully we can have Alex Kane onto the podcast someday. In it when you sent it to me, and you know, we had him on the podcast, and then, you know, all the other guests, and you know, now that I would consider to be friends who have been on the podcast. You know, it's this whole like network of people that we have found and met and, you know, conversed with and, you know, became friends with because of our love of this 20-year-old Star Wars story. And I think that is really kind of the neatest thing for me.
Yeah, like, because I was able to meet those friends, you know, who are much more talented than me, I was able to be like, what if I took this idea I had inspired by KOTOR, you know, like kind of like a fan fiction thing, and make it into an audio drama? That's how that evolved, you know, is because we're friends and we like creating things with each other. And that wouldn't have been able to happen without this podcast, without you, and without our very talented friends who deserve, you know, a whole lot more.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that's kind of what the celebration is about. I mean, obviously, you know, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, it turns 20 years old. We're going to have to wait and see, you know, kind of what the status of the remake or remaster is. I'm still very hopeful that we're going to be, you know, getting that in some form in the future. But KOTOR is a story that's lived on. I mean, it's been in tons of formats now. If you weren't lucky enough to play it on the original Xbox, you know, it eventually went to PC, and then you can get it, I think, on basically all of the iterations of the Xbox. It's available on the Switch. You can play it on your phone. You can play it on your new modern PC on, you know, Steam or whatever. So, I mean, it still has this long, lengthy life of. And one of my favorite things is you'd mentioned, Cassia, that maybe we're a little bit too much into Star Wars. And as I'm sitting up in my little office theater space here, surrounded by an obnoxious amount of Star Wars stuff, whenever I bring people up into this room, because everyone wants to come see it, they immediately see, like, the Darth Revan bobblehead, and they're like, who is that? And then I can tell them about this game that they should go and play. So you know, it's still introducing it to people and these characters and how rich they are. That reminds me back to one of my favorite episodes we did with Force Time Pod. We were kind of doing a Q&A with him about you know, The Last Jedi and Knights of the Old Republic, and just talking you know, kind of through the story and about the characters with people that don't know about it, that are, you know, still learning about it, you know, 20 years on, is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like doing the pod, is hopefully so more people can discover the story. Like, maybe it's a little too hard for them to play the game now, even though there are some different formats to try if, like, you don't want to revivify ye old Xbox, you know.
You don't want to get stuck on that Rancor going through Terrace. That's what you don't want to do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like we have like 180-ish episodes. Like, not all of them are about KOTOR, not all of them are about Star Wars, but I think we try to at least like bring it up. Like, even if we're talking about Spider-Man, we're like, how does this relate to KOTOR? But yeah, just sharing that story. But what I'm curious about is, what do you love about KOTOR?
So for me, kind of what made me fall in love with KOTOR in the first place was that it was just this Star Wars RPG. It came out in, you know, 2003, and at that time, I mean, we'd had, you know, kind of the prequels had come out, but I was always a big fan of the Star Wars video games and kind of, you know, the Star Wars books and things. But being kind of, you know, born when I was, like, I didn't have really like Star Wars that I could, necessarily like latch onto. Like, I've always loved the original trilogy, but I was born, you know, kind of too late to really kind of take those in until, you know, a couple years after the fact. So when I got into something like Knights of the Old Republic, it was really this, the Star Wars world that I could, you know, go and explore and live in and talk to people in. And that was pretty amazing. I think that's probably why I, you know, really kind of fell in love so fast with like Galaxy's Edge and that kind of stuff too, because it was really just, you know, as someone who loved Star Wars, you know, almost beyond all else, and grown up in this, you know, small town in Ohio where I was from, and I didn't have kind of that Star Wars outlet that we have now, you know, with, you know, social media and Discord and the podcast and stuff like that. It was a way for me to interact in that world. And I think for me, that was the biggest part of it. You know, obviously the story is great and the characters are great, and, you know, we could talk at length about, you know, how amazing, you know, Bastila's story is, and, how she is the real hero of, Knights of the Old Republic for sure. But for me, I think what initially made me fall in love with it was just, you know, that it was this Star Wars world that I could go in and explore, kind of on my own. And I always thought that was really neat. But what about you? What was kind of your first thing? What was the thing that hooked you onto KOTOR?
I think it was so cool to me, that it wasn't just like a movie tie-in game, you know? It was a new Star Wars story in a new, pretty much untouched setting. It was far enough removed from the KOTOR comics to be its own thing, and you can make all these choices. There were all these different characters, and it was written really well, you know? And kind of back in the day, like, video games didn't always have the best writing. Like, now it's kind of, like, done like a... Okay, thinking about math, I think it's a 180. Yeah, 180. So, like, that's... Video games are some of, like, the best stories coming out nowadays, but, like, 20 years ago, like, not so much, but it felt like a real Star Wars story, and the archetypes and character types were familiar, kind of built into that Star Wars formula, hero's journey kind of formula, so it was similar, but it was different, and... I thought that was so cool. The poster just was so cool. It looked different. Like, even though Bastila kind of looked like, you know, Amidala and Princess Leia and HK and T3 looked like C-3PO and R2. They were different. And it was like, Jaw guy, is he the hero or the villain? And it's like, he's the villain. And, like, you're probably looking back on it, and it's like, it's funny that I gave Jaw guy, like, as much of, like, a, I don't know, like, now I'm kind of just like, Jaw, stupid, but it kind of, like, drew me in, the poster. I was like, ooh, there's a mystery there. But yeah, I just love these characters, and especially Karth and Bastila, and I think, like, with hindsight, like, and like doing this pod, like, I think it is a great message, you know, like, even though the non-canonical story, you know, that could be canonical someday, you know, like, it's kind of like, you see, it's kind of like a fairy tale. It's like, you kind of have, like, the one of the most evil people, like, become good again and save someone from their mistakes. Like, I love that. I love hope, you know, like, counsel rather than cancel, you know, kind of like the messages and theses sounds weird, but I'll just say the thesis of KOTOR 1 and talking about the thesis of KOTOR 2, even though KOTOR 2 is maybe like an anniversary for next year, but yeah, like, it just gets me interested in stories and reignites, like, hope for me.
Yeah, absolutely, and that brings up a really good kind of point that I was, you know, as you were talking there, kind of drew my mind to, is, as you mentioned that Knights of the Old Republic is kind of like this mythological tale, you know, it's very much like, you know, kind of like this kind of like this fantasy story within Star Wars. And I think that that is something that's neat about this. You know, we, you know, as Star Wars fans, you know, is it canon? Is it not canon? Is it part of the, you know, expanded universe? And a lot of the expanded universe takes place within and around, you know, the Skywalker story, right? So that gets a little muddier. But something like this, I think you can really look at. It doesn't really matter if it's canon or not. It'll be neat, you know, obviously. And we've had, we have episodes where we prove that KOTOR is without a doubt, you know, like 400% canon. But it almost doesn't matter if it's canon or not, because it's so far in the past. Like, this could just be like a Star legend. Wars tale, right? Yeah, like a literal legend within Star Wars. And I think that that is pretty cool, and pretty cool, you know, kind of aspect of the story that you can take away as you're playing it, as more of this, you know, kind of fairy tale telling of these characters that we love so much. So, I don't know. I think that that is pretty cool.
Maybe, I wonder, you know, if humanity is still around in like a few hundred or a thousand years, like whatever textbooks of the day are, will they like look back on Star Wars and be like, kind of reminds me of the prequels, Strike Back. Like, when they talk about Star Wars, if they do, will they just kind of talk about the original trilogy? Will they talk about the prequels or the sequel trilogies? Or will they even talk about the expanded universe? Like, they'll be like, what is the Homeric, you know, canon? Or the Lucchesian canon, you know? And it's like, will they even talk about KOTOR and be like, these were canon until Disney, an obsolete empire,
they'll say two things for sure. They'll say, why did everyone love Jar Jar so much, and why did they put him on everything? They'll say that. and they'll also say that whatever the last Star Wars was no good. So those are the only two guarantees in the Star Wars world of the future, I think. But I don't know. It will be interesting. We're going off, you know, into future think about the whole of Star Wars, but it will be interesting to see what people think of Star Wars even in, you know, 20 or 30 years, right? Will it be more lumped together? I think that a lot of that's already happening, right? You're getting the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy are starting to be grouped together a little bit more in the way that people talk and analyze, and I think that that's just going to continue to go. And then to that end, to bring this back then, what part is Knights of the Old Republic going to play in that? For me, certainly it's kind of like this capstone of the LucasArts video game company, which is, you know, a company that I loved both for the Star Wars games and for the other kind of original adventure game stories that they told and try to play through as often as I can. But, you know, it seemed like Knights of the Old Republic was kind of the pinnacle in what a Star Wars game could potentially be. There have, you know, obviously been other really great games even back then. But, you know, it's kind of like the Renaissance period, I guess. You know, you look back at, you know, the famous art and, you know, all of the advancements that were made and things like that. And that's kind of what I think about when I think about Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, I have I guess they're not mixed feelings about The Rise of Skywalker, but they're just feelings that I don't really need to get into yet. But I do remember a trailer for it, and it said, I'm not going to get the wording exactly right, but it's like, witness the end of the story of the Skywalker saga. And it's like, stories are forever, you know? And that's how I feel about KOTOR. I think like maybe younger Cassie would be like, no, it has to be, you know, like this if it's canon, and it needs to be canon. But maybe it's just a story that I love and I like talking about it with you, and we have listeners. Like, it doesn't need to go viral, you know, but we just enjoy talking and people enjoy listening, and that's all it really needs to be, you know, and I like that.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be the story that's personal to you. It can be a story that you know, really is, you know, loved by a lot of people. It can be something that eventually is taken and turned into Star Wars canon. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that in 2003, I went and bought a pre-owned Xbox from GameStop to play this game, right? It doesn't matter what happens to it after that, because that is my KOTOR story. And your KOTOR story is that you got it spoiled on the school bus before you even played it.
So. Yep. So, whatever your Star Wars or KOTOR story is, we thank you for taking the time to listen to this, and I think there will be many great, you know, anniversaries in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much. Let us know down in the comments or on our Discord or whatever, kind of what your KOTOR memories are. Maybe we're going to do something a little special. We're getting close to episode 200, and we're going to be collecting some of those to go off into the future too. But yeah, let us know what you think about KOTOR and on its 20th anniversary, what your feelings are about it. So thanks so much for checking this one out. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. Older Public Podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, as well as everywhere else that Anchor Podcasts are distributed. Subscriptions, reviews, and shares help us out.
And if you want to connect with the podcast on Twitter, we can be found at Old Republic Pod. And if you want to connect with me, I can be found on Instagram at @astro_droid_.
You can find us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/oldrepublicpodcast. Our intro and outro themes were composed by Dennis S. Mowers at dennissmowersmusic.com.
This episode of the Old Republic Podcast has been brought to you by Nikki Dog from Patreon. May the Force be with you. We will be back soon. Bye for now.